Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and what's your name? What we what we wanted to talk about tonight was, what is it, how much of our lives do we live in trance? I remember studying hypnotherapy many years ago, and I remember learning at the time that we live like 95% of our lives in trances. That is not everyone who's been conscious and purveying the depths of their reality, but, you know, it's pretty easy when we're living in this collective to move into a trance. And what are the trances? They are, oh, sometimes I'm worthless, I feel guilty, I'm ashamed, nobody likes me. I mean, they go on and on, don't they? You know, that person's rich, I'm not. These are kinds of thoughts and feelings in a way that actually have their own essence, and that essence, oh my goodness, you're already calling, hang on one sec, their own essence clouds the fact that you can unlimit yourself and create a reality beyond your parents' wildest expectations, if not your own. So we have a caller already. Hot diggity, you're on the air. Good evening.
Yeah, hi, Veronica.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hanging in, thanks. Okay, so it's Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim from Louisiana. It's been a while.
Yeah, I guess we didn't talk, I mean, we haven't talked on the show for a long time, but we talked probably the 1st of March, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
And, yeah, and so I'm just seeing if you could check in and see. And first of all, Veronica, I have to say I'm a big fan. You're a highly gifted intuitive.
Thank you.
You have a really beautiful way of doing your readings, and you're very reasonably priced. The CDs are beautiful and they're easy to listen to, and you know, they play right away and the volume's perfect, and you know, and so I'm really, really blessed to have you as a friend.
Now, you know,
yeah.
It sounds like I hired you, doesn't it? Thank you so much, Kim. It's nice to have a little pleasant feedback there. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so, and the last part of your reading was so charmed, and for me, okay, and I have issues around time, and I have issues around, okay, whatever. So, Veronica, I was offered my anger management classes this week, which I have pretty much turned down.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and they're not calling it that. They're calling it pre-trial intervention program services involving community service and or educational services if you meet the intake interview requirements. Mm-hmm. And since I've already given my attorney $5,000 to keep me out of jail, I'm not going to do the anger management. What happened was, around the time about 7 weeks ago, when you said you thought things were really going to start to roll fast,
mm-hmm.
my attorney dumped me.
Oh,
my attorney dumped me. And my second attorney, the one that I was steered toward instead, she said she wouldn't do a single thing without $10,000 in the bank. And I looked at her and like, okay, what are you talking about? She was greedy. She was, you know, manipulating me. And I said, okay, I'll get $2,500. You can at least do something. And she said, no. I said, I couldn't believe it. Like, here was a rational, normal woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so you can tell I have some anger concerning all this stuff, right? And last night I talked to a woman on Blog Talk Radio who I don't really know anything about, but I respect her, and she has a practice, and she does like police work mostly in Florida. So I thought, okay, I'd talk to her. And she said to me, everything, all the energy around you is stall. And she said, and this is going to be a really hard thing for you to do, and you're going to have to plug through this until mid-November. And I'm like, yuck. So what I thought maybe, because I think I'm doing so good in the astral. Veronica, I think I'm doing the work. I mean, I think I really,
But we're pretty thick. The density that we're in the third dimension is a lot slower, is it not?
It sure can be.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see it as being really tragic. I see that. You go through a period in the summer where you just feel like, and predictions, ladies and gentlemen, are meant to be played with. I started off talking about trances, and when we release our, what would we call it, mental fixations, emotional fixations, things can change suddenly, and we have no idea what the predictions are. But it appears.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And it appears that you need to go into, and you will be pulled into a period of really sort of gestating a new level of self, and it seems to be July and August or June and July. I'm not quite sure about the time. I'm not always good at time. And the guides are saying this, that you're going to be sort of, if you let yourself be in that kind of gestational awakening about who you really are, period, you'll be relieved that you're not pushed all the time with the legal stuff. Because everybody, we're not separating and going through these divorce horrible things that you're going through, Kim, for nothing. A lot of it is about our self, self-creation, self-esteem, teaching our children that, moving the collective, remember? Everything that we do and gain shoves the collective a little higher, right?
Right.
So we're saying to you that, yeah, it's going to be a bit slow, and then you go uphill till probably, well, maybe October, but it looks like November, and then things will just be boom. I think they'll move very fast. And this will be fast, too, but it's a depth of self that you're going to go into, and that's really good for you.
Yeah, I think so, too. But do you think, I mean, if I ask you, I mean, you can at least tell me what you're getting, okay? I'm going to ask you dead out. If I take the deal, if I take these damn anger management classes, instead of going to trial, will it move faster?
Yep.
Will Don come into my life faster?
But, honey, you know something about the anger management?
No, it won't be weird. No, wait, Veronica, it won't be cheaper because I've already paid him $5,000, and the deal I made with him was flat fee, no matter what you have to do, if you have to take it to an out-of-state or out of whatever parish, so it doesn't matter. It's not going to be cheaper. If I take anger management classes, it might be faster, but it won't be cheaper because I've already paid him the flat fee. He already has the cash in the bank. He's not doing anything with it except for drawing interest.
Okay, but I'll tell you something. Talk about drawing interest. The court case is a kind of a mess.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if you did the anger
management.
Absolutely. There's two things about the anger management. One is you're going to find out something about yourself that gives you a deeper level of peace. I don't know what system they use or how they do it, but you and I know that a lot of us listening to this show and other shows like this are on a path of self-awareness and self-recreation. And you're going to find some nuggets in there in spite of how it looks on the outside. And you don't find those so much in the courtroom. It's a really difficult system for, if you're learning about consciousness, most courtrooms don't really teach us too much about that, except for adversarial. So it looks like the courtroom could be pretty awkward. Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of leaning toward, it might go better for me if I agree to the anger management classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole subject makes me angry, so I go, well, I could use a little anger management myself, you know. None of us can get that wonderful vaccination against anger. But, you know, if you dig a little bit more, you're going to find bigger, like what we said, is in this summer, you're going to find a really deep self-awareness space that you're going to enter. Well, the anger management does some of that, too, and it seems like it's your soul unraveling that needs that, you see? It's your soul looking for its power, for its peace, for its expression in the world. And these are tools for you to get that.
Yeah.
You don't get the whole thing in anger management. You get snippets of it, but it seems like it's more productive than some things.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you don't have to go to court? You don't have to go to the court proceeding?
But see, yes, Veronica, that might be true. That if I agree to this, what's it called, pre-trial intervention services program, if I'm intaked into that and I actually make a commitment and then follow through on it, and I have to pay like $75 every single session, whatever, who cares, right? That money doesn't really matter to me. But so I do that. But the thing is, right, I still don't have my ex in the courtroom to account for his own, right? I have to figure out a way to get him accountable so I can move on with my life, so that John can move on with his life. My son.
Honey, I would just go for this is how they're putting it. What you want is for some of the proceedings to smooth out. And
yes,
as we change ourselves, then the reactions to us change. And I do see your husband coming to terms with something. But I don't see it all happening in a courtroom.
Okay.
Does that make sense? It doesn't seem to work that way. I want to tell you this. Look for magic. Get into their pre-Duda course, but look for magic as well, because the more you clear out of yourself, and this is what we're talking about, the more we've got old programs and so on and we clear them out, the more magical you're going to be. And you've been after this for quite a long time. This process
has been
grueling.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Oh, it's been incredible, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And yet, hasn't it given you more and more of yourself? And I want to say one other thing, Kim. When you talked about the astral, I'm going, the astral is a very complex place. Remember, there's a lot of fantasy, and we believe in envisioning and so on. But you're trying to bring into the earth, into the third dimension, an integrated and released and integrated sense of self that brings in the higher and the lower and whatever. I don't find that the astral is enough of all you're trying to integrate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're basically saying that I just need to integrate more of the spiritual, maybe.
Yeah, and you're stuck on the planet until you're not. And we don't want you to leave right now because you're here on a big mission. So you want to get that third dimensional integration going along with your spirit and your higher self.
Gotcha.
And you're doing a pretty darn good job, I'd say. So relax and go ahead and be angry and help them dig it out of you and all that. You have a lot to be angry about anyway.
I could be, yeah, I guess. And that might be part of my problem, that I've never really been able to claim it, sort of, because it seems like almost a whole three, kind of crazy three-ring circus thing around me. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And so then I've been so caught up in the day-to-day, let's just get through this day, good, you know, bye, you know, smile and be happy about it, life, as opposed to, okay, yeah. So, and I think that's
this is total immersion in Kim, and I'm going to have to say goodbye because somebody's on hold. And,
okay.
All right?
I love you, Veronica. Thank you so much.
Love you, too, and thank you for calling in. Take care, Kim.
Okay.
And
bye.
If you're going to get mad well.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Transformation, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about, is moving out of the kinds of things that keep us in a state of either illusion or victimization or shame or guilt. Hello, you're on the air. I think there's two of you.
Hi, Veronica. I'm right with you. I could use a transformation out of some deep trance right now.
Goody. Okay, what's your trance?
I'm ready. Okay, especially the last 2 weeks, I have been off-kilter emotionally. I had a couple of dreams about 4 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, and I haven't seemed to, kind of come out of that. They kind of stuffed me into more of my, trance state than I usually am even,
Mm-hmm.
So can I just tell you about the dreams?
Yeah, I just want to say to you what's
sure.
Your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I'm Susan. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Great. I just want to say that that it's perfect because you talk about a dream and it's the emotional impact and that which it evokes in us. So then you look at life through that for a while. I think it's a perfect example. So go
mm-hmm.
ahead and
mm-hmm.
talk about your dream.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the first one was I opened this drawer,
mm-hmm.
and so I opened this drawer and I was whooshed in, and it was it was a very, very strong vacuum, and I just hit like a brick wall, but it was just more the force of it just was just hit me to the back of another wall really, really hard, I almost asked myself after the dream, what is this about, And I said, maybe it has to do with all this 12-step work I'm doing now, that maybe this is not such a good idea to dredge up all this stuff, especially with strangers. And some of this maybe just, belongs, in private therapy,
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, is it
and
your
maybe
choice?
I shouldn't be always thinking about the past so much and not with a lot of people, that might misunderstand or, God forbid, have gossip or whatever,
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first one.
So it's opening Pandora's box or something.
Yeah, opening Pandora's box, but maybe without the supports. And one of the things I would ask you is maybe what do you think would be more appropriate supports? I do have a private counselor that I see,
Good.
But also I was wondering, too, whether this I work for lady who was somewhat of a psychic, just handing out brochures. She said I had 12 angry spirits or 12 bad spirits or something, and I felt like maybe I was being propelled by these spirits into this back wall or something, although I didn't necessarily believe what she told me either, because I didn't think that her ethics, you know, I didn't really think that her ethics were that high necessarily, you know.
Hmm. Was,
you know,
that
it wasn't somebody that I would go to see for counseling, just it was just like a little job for a small period of time.
And is that, what was the second dream?
The second dream had to do with an ex, and this ex is a very successful singer-songwriter, and I dreamt that he had a church, you know, and then I got hypnotized by his church, and so I wanted to kind of come into his church, you know, and that there was some corruption in his church, and in the end, he kind of didn't want me going to his realm, which was music. I should stay with, you know, poetry, because it's not something that, you know, was going to be like of a large audience or very well understood. You know, so music is a very big part of my life, you know, and it is right now, and I'm happy about that. But it's like I've been getting some kind of like a sense that, you know, he's feeling that I should stay on my own side of the track, so to speak, you know. And that's been inhibiting my expression or my plans for myself, you know. And I shouldn't let that, you know. And I almost feel like that, you know, I might not have been dreaming about him in particular, but maybe it's an aspect of myself.
Yeah,
that
I would
wants
say,
to keep.
And I would say something very interesting. Sometimes when we're with people, whether it's a lover or a friend or a parent or whatever, we keep parts of ourselves hidden away or confined or boxed up, or we resent and we rise under them. I think it's that kind of thing. So there's an aspect of yourself that needs to come free no matter what he wants or says, you know?
Yeah, because I did speak with you about this a few years ago, and you said that there's still a lot of, like, kind of hot wires going on around this situation. It's not terribly healed yet. You know, but
well,
I still have to do what I have to do for my self-expression.
Yeah, and he, I don't think it's about him at all, actually. I think it's about you claiming yourself.
Thank you so much. That's great.
And we were talking about trances at the beginning, and I'm going, that is a kind of a trance, isn't it? When we stay small because somebody might be affronted, or because we're trained to stay small or whatever. You're going to burst forward, darling.
I certainly hope so. Another thing is that I've been used to making myself very, very small, and, you know, I've been really very withdrawn, because I have this, like, bed bug problem. We have this bed bug infestation, and I haven't been doing all the things I need to do or availing myself of all the help that's available to me to rid myself finally of this problem, because it's a part of me that's kind of given up, because I'm afraid, you know, to make those strides and to move forward, you know? You know what I mean? It's like there's areas of my life, and they're all good. The things that I'm doing are all good. I'm in a good relationship. I have good activities, you know? But I'm afraid to go forward, so I'm keeping myself in this problem, you know?
Hmm. Is it in your area that there's an infestation in your building?
Yeah. So it's an objective, it's an objective thing, yeah. And I am kind of tired of it, but you know, I know that my attitude has been keeping me from really, you know, working through it to get on the other side of it where it's not a problem anymore.
Well, I want to ask you if you can feel, and ask everybody at home to feel, do you have a degree of helplessness in there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of the trance, if that's the right word for it, that's going on with the bed.
In other words, it doesn't have to be there, yeah.
No, but it's something we pick up, and you did when you were around 8 or maybe between 6 and 8 or something. You picked up that kind of, it's like a nervous helplessness kind of feeling.
And I think it had to do with the family that I was brought up in, what was going on, you know, with my mother particularly at that time, you know.
And it seems to raise itself up into your awareness when something is overwhelming and it triggers that feeling of like this, you know, it's beyond me, I can't do it, but the reality is you can do it just fine. It's not going to take long to get rid of those bed bugs if you go out.
Okay, thank you. But also I want to ask you about the first dream. Was there any spirit influence involved? Do you think I should feel that I should hold myself back from the 12-step programs, because I've seen myself draw back a lot, you know, since the dream. Did you think it had anything to do with the 12-step programs? What do you think the first dream had to do with?
I think it has to do with opening the door and getting at it rather than hiding from it.
Oh, you're talking about the reasons that I would go to the 12-step programs in the first place?
Yeah, well, wait a sec. Did the dream was about you open the door of the store?
No. There was just a door. You know, I opened the door, and then there was this uncontrollably strong wind, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was pushing me really, really hard and fast back to, a wall, you know? And it was and I hit the wall hard. You know?
Okay.
You know, and it was whoa. So it was the idea was Susan, I don't think you should have opened the store because you can't control what followed, you know?
That you might have it right there because you can't control, because the feeling I'm getting is somewhere after the blast and after being at the wall, you move forward and you have a lot more choice. That's why I thought it was the store, but it doesn't matter because it seems like you move forward and you have more choice. So I would say, I would continue with that process if I were you, but most people don't want to hit the wall. Most people don't want to be disheveled as much as it's going to take you to go through and find out all these issues, you know. It's not going to take you very long, but it's a very deep and complex problem, isn't it?
I was thinking of going back to maybe some groups I haven't gone to, like adult children, that kind of a group. I was thinking of doing that, or a codependence thing. You know, something where I'm dealing more directly with my feelings rather than, you know, this relationship that I'm trying to get over that I just feel like, you know, I think about it over and over and over again, and it doesn't seem to go anywhere at this point. You know what I mean?
That's the one
I'm
that's over, though.
I'm getting tired thinking about the stupid. I think I'm over it, don't you?
Yeah. I think I'm
over it.
I was talking to somebody else about this kind of thing today, is that when you're bonded in an ex relationship and you've been together on a cellular level, you know, you've got some deeper thing, you never actually get done with it, as far as I can understand. You get over it on the third dimension. But very often those are complex as can be in terms of being actually finished. So it's helpful to know, I don't actually have to be finished with this. A. B, I do think it's a really good idea for you to go to some more, a little more emotional group stuff and get some stuff cleared out of yourself. Don't be afraid of it.
With this relationship, or just more with family of origin issues?
With yourself, honey. Yeah, whether it includes relationship and family of origin and all that, but what we see in you, Susan, is the ability to step forward and be very light and very magnificent with people, but you got to unhook some stuff that's going on inside of you, and so it would help you with that. And it's actually, it should be fairly invigorating. One of the groups that you go to is really kind of fun.
One of the groups I go to is fun.
Maybe you haven't gone to that one in a while, but I think it would be kind of fun to go for a while. Just get some stuff out of your body, mind. It's very scary to think that you've opened Pandora's box, and holy mackerel, how am I ever going to reorganize this stuff again? Well, you don't want to, really. You want to get a lot of it.
The only one that really seems like fun to me is the one about artists.
Good. Well, go to that one. I'm going to have to go because we have another caller.
It seems to be a lighter vibration, you know, and I feel more sure of myself. And I still can, I can, you know, it's almost like I can deal with my relationship issues and my family origin issues from more of a place of strength, because that's where my strength is, you know.
I think you're absolutely right, because that's where you're going to bloom into the world.
Yeah, it's so funny. I'm just looking at a big picture I have of a rose blooming, like an orange rose, like a creative rose. I'm looking at my wall now.
And remember, the orange is the second chakra. That's everyone else's influence, and you got to bloom out of that too. I better go now because there's someone else waiting, and then we want to do a little meditation.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's always great to talk to you. God bless.
God bless you, Susan. Good night. Hi, somebody else is on the line there. Then we're going to take a meditation break. So you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. Who have I got here?
Oh, my goodness. Blessings to you, my friend soul.
What's your name?
My name's Jules.
Okay, Jules, yeah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to know if, you know, I've had a really rough time. I just lost my mom.
Oh.
And she was my best friend, my spiritual advisor and everything. I'm very spiritual. And, you know, that was really hard on me, and I'm experiencing a lot of different grace, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
And blessings on her journey. She's experiencing a lot as well.
You know what? Hmm? She is so good because she is such a loving, loving soul.
And yeah, and she looks like she's really on her way and knowing where it is she's headed and very rich inside, very rich woman inside.
She's dancing in her apron. I can see it now. you know, I was adopted by her. She's 89 years old, and she's just wonderful. And I've lost my dad, my brothers, my mom. You know, anyway, my question is, let me think of what my question is. You know, I know myself very well, and I work on myself all the time. That's my mission in life, you know, and another one of my missions is to spread love to other people.
Good, good job.
I created a way, I don't want to say it over the air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I created a way for people to contact me to spread love and gratitude and recognition to other people. You know,
great.
Normal people that just deserve it, you know.
That's
and I've done that for 3 years. And now I'm going for an audition for something. I don't know how much information you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how that will work out. How will that play out?
It seems to take you in a little bit of a different direction. So you're going and the audition's okay. But there's something over here that seems to come from it. Does that make any sense to you? Does to me, because there's a whole scenario. You're focusing, if we were just to hypothesize that we're focusing toward the right, and there's this wonderful audition, and you do very well. It's up higher on the left. There's another opportunity that comes up as a direct result of the audition. So
really?
I would say it's
so
a really...
So you think it'll all play out good?
Yes, I do, and I think you're on your way. You've done some of this before, but you've got some new stuff coming up.
You know what, I just love people, and I just want to share it with other people, you know what I mean?
Yes, I sure do. Change the world, girl. Let's do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
one way.
I really, you know, as Sandra Bullock says in her one, I really want world peace. I really do. In this congeniality, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do, yeah. So just send out one
really
frequency
do.
At a time.
Yeah, and I really feel that you can raise people's vibrations, and they don't even know they're being raised in a weird way. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right. And you know the other wonderful thing, Jules, and everybody else, is contagious.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. So I'll say goodbye
because
so I can do a little meditation right now. But good luck on your audition, although I don't think you need luck. I think it's the right thing for you.
You know what? I have to say, you are so patient and so kind.
Aww.
I have to say that. And you know what? Love to you.
And love to you.
And I like your show.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, girl.
Okay, so be it. Night-night.
Good night. So let's take a few minutes, everybody, and do a meditation. And in that meditation, we were just talking about raising fields and frequency. So let's do the sounding again. Make the sounds of the chakras, because when you clear up, you know, we were talking about trances at the beginning. We haven't exactly done that in the way I thought about it, but that's okay. I'm happy. Trances are kind of vibrational. They're sort of like, I think of them as gas inside of a membrane or something that keeps thinking a certain way. But it's interesting that our chakras, which are energy centers that run aspects of our psychology and their vortexes that that connect you to your higher, the aspect of your selfness that's many dimensions and so on. So if we sound up our chakras, we're actually brightening them, raising our fields and frequency, but we're also blasting through trances and so on, and the trances especially that are aligned with each chakra. So like if it's your trance of worthlessness or victimization or poverty or lineage stuff, it might be in the red chakra. So as you sound up your chakras, remember that brightening yourself up and radiating at a higher level is going to knock some of those trances apart, make it much easier for you to create the reality you want with your mind and heart, and actually send out frequencies and connect with others who are doing that as well. Because this is community, Radiance by Design, listening community, and we're all in it together. Let's do it together. Are you ready? Take a couple of deep breaths. Good. And now at the base of your spine, which is where where we've programmed ourselves for our base animal instincts, our connection to Mother Earth, our connection to material wealth. And I always think that there's a really creative energy in the base chakra, bright, clear, red. And the sound is, and you want to sound into that chakra and swing that sound round and round in a nice spiraling circle. Okay, the sound is red and it's so we're going to make that sound and spin round and round. We'll make it three times. And then I want you to shoot it into the core of the earth, that red light. And we'll drop it right back up into the spine, shoot it right out the top of the head. That's a lot of work, isn't it? Can you get it all straight? Of course you can. You're also practiced. Now focus into the base of your spine, and the color is red. The sound is a guttural sound. Now shoot that red light from the base of your spine into the core of the earth. Feel it come back up, charge through your spine, right up into the great central sun, back down into your spine again. Now focus on the belly area, which houses the subconscious. It's everyone else's influence, so we're standing in the back of our own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? So remember, that's your lineage, it's your parents, your teachers, anyone you've ever had intimacy with. Anyone who's really influenced you. So the sound is ooh, and it's colored orange, like the rose. I think it was Jules that was looking at that. And have that sound go round and round until you've moved those lumps and bumps in your intestinal area. What happened in your body when you did that? Mine, my arms and hands went crazy this time. And I think that whenever you do those sounds, it seems to me that when a part of your body is also responding, it's telling you something. So remember, the arms and hands hold our belief structures about how we give and receive love, connection, anything we want. So obviously I have some connection with karma, with all the subconscious stuff in my arms and hands right now. What happened with you? We'll talk to you in a minute. Now we focus in the golden yellow, the bright, clear yellow chakra, which is your solar plexus, yellow like the sun. It's your personal power center. Remember, you're the only one in the universe that has your job. And so we're going to sound... Oh, that's right. And the... stuff that we learn to do to empower ourselves is sometimes totally against who we really are. So if you learn to be very defensive, for example, if we learn to be like hiding and self-judgmental and really aggressive and dominant and all those things, we learn to do those to, in quotes, protect ourselves. But really, who you are and becoming who you are would be your greatest protection. That would be the part of you that radiates at a higher level, the part of you that self-actualizes, the part of you that loves being you, absolutely you. The sound is O. The color is bright, clear, yellow, and it's a little higher a note. We'll do it 3 times. Big breath. Feel your stomach rolling round and round as you clear it out with the sound. My body, I'm fascinated by the body messages, and this time the yellow went right to my feet as well. What happened in your body? So it would tell me that I'm connected, my personal power, and how I'm going ahead in the world, that there's some tie in there, which I'll sit and research a little bit later. See whether I don't think I'm afraid. I think it might be kind of a challenge. Gotta lift a fancy toe and go through some new changes. All right, focus on your chest. Remember, the chest is courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. And remember, your lungs hold karmic grief. The color is green, bright, clear green. But because it's all about love in the chest, don't be surprised when we get lumps and bumps and dark patches and aches and pains and anything that might be left from a love affair or a disappointment in love. Color's green, the sound is ah, but we'll sing it. Ah, ah, ah. Do it one more time to get right into your heart. Ah, that was better. Sometimes when you do that kind of thing, you can really feel your heart tightening up or showing you where it's a muscle, right? And sometimes it just gets tense against life. When we did it again, mine really released. What did yours do? And now let's move to the throat chakra. That's where our everywhere we've ever been as a soul turns that experience into wisdom. So this is a tiny little gateway to wisdom. And it's got all kinds of information from the red, orange, yellow, and green chakras, from everywhere you've lifted your own fancy toe. And what ultimately comes out is how you speak is absolutely resonant with the wisdom that you've accrued along the way. So let's make the sound. Hey, it's blue, bright, clear blue, and it's right at the base of the front of your throat where the thyroid is. And make the sound like a bowl, not like a tube. So it's blue, not blow. I'm exaggerating. Ready? Oh, it's I is what it is. No, it isn't. I'm sorry. It's A. I must be all diddly doing this later in the show. A. How did your ears feel when you did that? Okay, focus on the third eye. It's in behind the bridge of your nose, right into your brain with the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, the amygdala. All of those are kind of different organs in the brain. And I think the third eye is right. I don't know for sure, okay? But I know that all of the brain organs are really important when it comes to releasing the trances. Talk about trances. The third eye is basically closed off because we weren't really allowed to use it very much, right? That was witchery. And right now we know we can. So let's just open that third eye with our sound. And the sound is I. Perfect, isn't it? And the color is deep indigo, which is like a navy purple, really bright but dark. And we're going to make that sound until your head feels like it's resonating with all possibility. You get your sixth sense moving 100 miles an hour. Hey, you can make a movie. Remember, that's also wisdom chakra. Top of your head, we're moving to violet. And that's where you bring in God, guides, angels, higher power, higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in, all the dimensional work and so on. And it's like a big flower on top of your head, and it's beautiful violet. So we're going to sound E at the top, and I hope that your head is going to buzz. And at the end, we're going to sound the E an extra time and slip that wonderful violet light way up and have it fall around your body like a fountain that drops around your body, and then you'll be set to enter the world as a contributor or enter your sleep as someone who's choosing some amazing wisdom in your sleep time. Your hair sticking up. One more. One more again. We're going to shoot that violet light up and then down around your body. And have it fall around your body from ceiling to floor until you're a shimmering violet light. I can just feel it. See all the beings of light that are around us right now. Remember, we don't really walk alone and talk about passing on higher frequency energy. You've just done a great job. All right, we've got about 5 more minutes for callers if you want to call in and share what you experienced or anything about trancing that you want to talk about. Remember that when you're feeling guilty, where was I the other day? Somewhere. And I came away and I realized I felt so guilty. And I went, And it was a surprise to me. I was feeling very guilty. And I went, oh, that isn't me. That was in the room in which I was visiting. That was something I picked up. And so the bottom line is, as I went out, I noticed that my perceptions of life were lower. And I wasn't seeing things as expanded as I really wanted to be. And that was kind of annoying to me because I should know better by now. But that's kind of a good example of how we go into these trances and all this stuff that's going on the planet and the Gulf oil thing and the collaborative attempts of the the elite or whatever it is we believe in, there's a huge amount of frustration and distress going on in the collective right now. And if we're not careful, we take on that kind of material as well, and it becomes like a trance. And it limps, we allow ourselves to be limited. So instead of busting the trance and moving beyond and doing our, like with my guilt, for example, the other day was a matter of I recognized it. I exaggerated to myself, oh, wow, this is a guilt. I kind of recognized where it had come from. And then once I exaggerate it, and you can do this too, once you exaggerate it and really feel it, you can ask for help from your higher and ask for help and command total release of it now and find yourself stepping out of trance after trance or even feeling like, oh, wow, I never make enough money or pick something that we all do. I'm not a very good cook or something that we run through our lives. It becomes like a program that just plays itself over and over again, which is really a trance. Because what we are is this amazing, unlimitable species that's been limited, and we're trying to learn, I shouldn't say trying, we're learning to break out of those, I like to see them as kind of fields and membranes and so on that kind of clutter up our amazing, unlimitable brain, our brain and our hearts and our ability to empathize and share in a conscious way, not in a trance way, but because what does it mean? Remember old fairy tales? We always talked about entrancing or the prince entranced the princess or people were falling asleep for 100 years and so on. It was all about losing that ability to make decisions and make choices at any given time. So it was a great deal to go in and entrance someone. Well, we're trying to come through a period of time in which we can move out of those trances. And yet we have huge collective dynamics like media and trauma that come pouring through. And then we're very compatible with one another as we carry the same trances. So I'm saying call it up, feel it, recognize it, and command total release. And that's true for fear, for panic, and for all the various individual trances. Now, I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing Explorations in Consciousness at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, and I hope that lots of you are going to stay on with us. I know that some of you do, and that's just a wonderful thing. I'm not sure who my paradigm shifter is for next week. I wanted it to be Galexis, but maybe I'll run an older Galexis one because we're going to do some new interviews, and we'll see if that happens for next week or else I'll be running an older one. And a lot of you have written to me, told me that you really enjoy Galexis. And if you've got ideas for Paradigm Shifters or even for Radiance by Design, or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, all helping us get out of our trances and get into more of an unlimited way of being and also a way of changing the world, change the species, email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. I want to say this about trances, is that there's so many downloads in the universe these days. It's just incredible that you can actually call in and have probably more swiftly than ever before some really amazing feelings of energies that are available. You know, we've heard over and over again that, and Kalaman talked about, C.J. Kalaman talking about 2012, and somebody else was talking about that too. Do you remember who? That there's going to be a speed up, a frequency speed up next year, 2011, that's 20 times as great as we've been experiencing so far. So I'm talking about universal downloads, but I'm also connecting it to the fact that the frequencies on our planet, and according to David Wilcock, the frequencies in the universe have been speeding up all over the place, and it's going to be really a lot faster. That means that you have access and I have access when we release trances and we release patterned consciousness or patterned thoughts and feelings that have been in the collective. We can release them faster than ever before, and we can also create faster, and we can use, I kind of think it's like acupuncture. We can call forth and use frequencies in the universe by choice and by will. So let's just carry on up the jungle, spinning and dancing and whirling and becoming a much more loving, much more unlimited and contagious about that as a species. I love talking to you. I love that we had such wonderful callers tonight, and hope to hear from you soon. And those of you who can, we'll see you at the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle saying goodnight to the Radiance by Design community. Take some frequencies of love and compassion and absolute possibility. Breathe them in, and let's send them out to one another.